This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And continuing with this afternoon's Q&A program brought to you by the Capital Group of Companies. Mufti Sahib, what is the sunnah method, the sunnah way of taking honey? Is it in the mornings, evenings? How does one take honey?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nice some headlines here. The UK police detained George Galloway and his wife when they returned from Russia at the Gatwick airport. You see that? Why you went there? What you did there? But George is a master. So after a few questions and all that, they left them and they didn't charge them with anything. Second one, there in India, you must remember, there is an actor and is very well known for those people who speak the Tamil language, Vijay. So that's how they said it here. So now people waited for six hours, and in that intense heat, some of them collapsed and fainted, and then there was a big crowd. They couldn't manage the crowd management and so forth. Minimum 50 people dead and more than that injured. So those dead. So terrible story there in India. And then, yeah, our former, you understand, President Mbeki. So I heard this when I was going for Zohar Salat or coming back from Zohar Salat. So Mbeki gave a talk, you see that, to the cadres and to the ANC members. They said that the biggest problem the ANC is facing today after 30 years is people join the ANC not to further the movement but to fill their pockets. Why you come to the Darul Uloom? You don't understand? Just for free chows and free boarding and lodging. So there's a big problem we're also facing. You must remember that so many guys just come. So you say, no, it's a cut, it's a cut, it's a cut, you see. But you see the father and them driving smart, smart cars, but the son is accepting the cut. It beats me, all these things here. But anyway, you must remember that is what Thabo said. Thabo Mbeki, twice I met him in the plane, you see that. So anyway, so I told him, Mr. President. So the guys just look behind all these bodyguards, you see. I recognized him. So they say, who's this guy? I said loud, Mr. President, how are you? So his bodyguards stood up. Like, you know. I said, no, we know President, don't worry. He's not the President, but I just addressed him. So anyway, you must remember, so Thabo said this, that you ANC guys, you're joining there to fill your own pockets and self-enrichment. You got nothing to do with the movement and what it stands for. Therefore, the whole support for ANC is eroded and gone to the doldrums, remember that. So that is this. I just opened my phone now. I told you about Upington, you see that? So you must, they reckon there's big thunderstorms there and all that in Upington. So Allah shukar, we went last week, you know. And there the weather is not so good. Brother Abdul Jaleel, you see, Parker, and his son Afif and all that. Allah Ta'ala protect all of you. And Sheikh Hassan, our Imam there, my student he is, mashallah. So tell everybody to ask Allah for hifazat, protection. Read Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Hadith in Ibn Majah, مَنْ لَئِقَ. You see that the word come? That whosoever takes honey thrice in the first 3 days or middle 3 days, any time in the month that you take honey, you understand, then inshallah no sickness, no real harm will come to that person. And that is in Ibn Majah. It's not a must that it must be in the first 3 days of the month. Even now tomorrow you start in the early part of the morning. So very good, you must remember. And Quran speaks of it, you must remember. Suratul Nahl. Nahl means the bee. You see that? So story time, you like stories. So one Westerner, white guy, he asked a Muslim guy, you see that? He says, I notice you guys, when you call your wives, you call them B.B. Why you call them B.B.? He said, you know the bee, it stings your wife, it stings you, you must remember, once. But sometimes, not all times, sometimes occasionally, wives, they make bee, they sting us twice, you see that? So therefore, they call them bee, you see, wives, and that. Next one story for you ladies. So other guy, he always called his wife, oh, my jalebi, and all that. You know jalebi, you go round and round and round like that. So the guy asked him that you really love your wife, you call her jalebi and all these kind of things, yeah? So you love her so much, she must be very sweet. Said, yes, sometimes she's very sweet, but sometimes she's crooked, just like twisted, just like the jalebi also. You see that? So your woman, you must remember that. Now the ladies will blow their, you understand, horn and make noise. So you must remember, so sometimes we have to take the husband's part and sometimes take the wife's part, but we take the wife's part majority of the time. Back to our lesson, honey lesson. Surah 16, Surah Nahal, the bee. And Almighty Allah speaks about the shifa, the cure in the honey. So, chapter 16, yesterday I read an article about a Japanese professor there in Tokyo or wherever he was. You know, said, wonderful country, Tokyo. You know, I never saw a paper in Tokyo lying on the street and that. Immaculate, you know, they're so proud, you know, and they don't touch your hands. They take the money in a tray and they give you the change in the tray. You go in the bullet train, you will find Eastern toilet with water and all that. Well done to you, Japanese, on those issues there. Chapter 16, so this Japanese professor, he went to the Quran and he saw Watini, Wazaituni. Allah taking an oath on the figs. Allah taking an oath, remember, on the olives. He said there must be something. When he studied and he saw the benefit and the properties and the impact, he embraced Islam. So everything is there, but we Muslims don't read. We're waiting for soccer, cricket, Hollywood, Bollywood, all the shaitans put together. يَخْرُجُ مِن بُطُونِهَا شَرَابٌ مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهُ فِيهِ شِفَاءٌ لِلنَّاسِ. It emerges from its belly, from the belly of the bee. Sharabun mukhtalifun, different shades, different colors of what? The honey and so forth. And in this honey, fihi shifa'ul linnas, the shifa for people, Muslim, non-Muslim, all. If you got yakin and conviction, they will be cured. Chapter 16, verse 69. So therefore, make it a habit every day. The hadith in Ibn Majah speaks about 3 days. But every day you just take 1 teaspoon, half a teaspoon, quarter teaspoon. It will be fihi shifa'ul linnas. And every day, if you got that is now, so now everybody can afford it. So the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, before Fajr, after Fajr, man tasabbaha bi sab'i ajwatin. So whosoever takes 7 ajwa days early morning, you see. So before Fajr, after Fajr, you take one. Not all 7 put like 7 up one shot, no. So you take one by one, you see. Then the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, لَمْ يَدُرُّهُ سُمُّنْ وَلَا سِحْرٌ. So remember, it will not cause you harm, nor the sum, the poison, nor the jadu, the magic and the witchcraft and so forth and so on. So we must try and practice on this early morning dates and early morning, that is ajwa. And early morning we have, inshallah, the honey also. Allah will give us shifa kamilan, zahiran, batin. And complete cure externally and internally from our pride, arrogance, jealousy, excessive love for this world, excessive love for this dunya and the world and so forth. So always don't ask Allah for shifa, zahiran only. I got this sickness, this, you know, say Allah give us shifa internally also, zahiran wa batina. So Allah give all those who are ill and sick, and we must worry, be concerned of the ummah. Now in the afternoon, you're going for salat or whatever, you ladies in your house, so you got your employee, you got your neighbor and a female, so just go give them 5 rand, 10 rand, 20 rand, you see that, and make this intention. I'm practicing on the hadith of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, da'u mardakum bis sadaqah, that give one dawa and medication for the people who are ill and sick with charity. So this charity you give in cash or kind, and you give it to Muslim or non-Muslim, is voluntary charity, not zakat. So make that intention. Allah will bless you with siha, good health, afiya, safety, protection. Allah will grant you izzat and honor fi dunya wal akhirah. So many things we can do if we really want to do it.
This elderly couple says their son does not live with them but comes and steals from them. What do they do? What must they read to keep him away from them, Mufti Sahib?
They must call the police and put him in jail 1 weekend. You see, call one police there, Inspector Shabalala, and tell Inspector Shabalala, hide here, Friday is here, he's coming Friday evening, Saturday. And then he steals from our house and just leave him there in the cells. You see that? Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, and then they'll pellet beat him there nicely. And then you withdraw the case after 3, 4, 5 days. And then he'll come 100%. We got too much. So I'm making mud there. I'm pulling it, you see. Too much, you see, love. You have to understand what Quran Kareem states. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu inna min azwajikum wa awladikum aduwwan lakum fahdharuhum. Verily, iman walo, 89 times Allah mentioned this in different places. Sometimes your spouses, your husband, your wives, and your children, they become your enemy. Aduwwan lakum fahdharuhum, and you must beware of them. You see that? So now your son has become your enemy. He's stealing from you, and so forth. And maybe now he's stronger than you. And if you try to apprehend him, then he will go, and he will might even assault you, and so forth. So my advice, just call the police, and so forth, and so on. And inshallah, dan sal alles rehwar, then everything will be alright. Because you need to teach them a lesson, these type of people, you see that? And Quran is saying this here. So I give you the verse and everything, so you must write it down. Chapter number 64, and that is verse number 14. Chapter 64 and verse 14. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ay iman walo, O you who believe, 89 different places, inna, verily, surely, definitely, min, some, not all, some of your spouses, your husbands, your wives, azwajikum wa awladikum, your children, grandchildren, aduwwan lakum, they are your enemy, fahdharuhum, and beware of them. But call the police, get them arrested, let them spend one nice week, one weekend there in the jail. Then after that, wa in ta'afu, if you forgive them, wa tasfahu, you overlook it, wa taghfiru, and then you forgive them from the bottom of your heart and outwardly, inwardly. Fa inna allaha ghafurur rahim. Verily, Allah is of forgiving, very merciful. Innama amwalukum wa awladukum fitna. Verily, your wealth, your assets, and your children, grandchildren, they are a trial for you. You see that? Chapter 64, Surah Taghabun, and verses 14, 15. Story time. We were in Makkah Mukarramah, our Honorable Ustad, Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, we kiss his hand and so forth, forehead sometimes. And then the lesson starts. So one day he said, that I'm to ask you a riddle. You're Mu'amma, I'm to ask you a riddle. So now everything in that riddle is upside down. But I gave you the answer already. He said, "Uhibbul fitna," that I love fitna. So fitna is something we must stay away from, cause turmoil, chaos, mayhem, all this anarchy. And wa akrahul haq, I dislike the truth. You see that? Wa uswalli bighayri hudu, I read salat without huzu. So I love fitna, I despise, I hate the truth, and I read salat without huzu. وَأَفِرُّ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ, and I run away from the mercy of Allah. But still, inshallah, I will go Jannah. So he said, tomorrow you must fall. So I tell him, no, Sheikh, one I know, but the others I don't know. وَأَفِرُّ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ means to run away from the rain. So he smiled, he said, yes. He said, the others, I said, we don't know. And others also did. So he answered now. He said, okay, I told him, Sheikh, just now you pass away, then what will happen to us then? He made me a joke, you know. So, Hibbul fitna, I love fitna. Innama amwalukum wa awladukum fitna. Chapter 64. And remember verse 15. That your wealth, your assets, your properties, your money under the matras, pala pala, and everything, you love it and your children. Wa akrahul haq. You see that? So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, man ahabba liqa'a Allah, ahabba Allahu liqa'ahu, whosoever loves meeting Allah, Allah loves meeting him. Wa man kariha liqa'a Allah, kariha Allahu liqa'ahu, whosoever despises and hates meeting Allah, Allah hates him also. Mother Aisha, Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, radiallahu anha, she said, Ya Rasulullah, but we all have that fear for death is something natural. See how she saved the day for the Ummah. Ya Siddiqa, Ya Muwaffaqa, Ya Aish, Ya Humaira. All these terms the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used for Siddiqi Ladli, Siddiqi Beti, Siddiqi Sahibzadi. You must love Aisha. You must love Sayyidina Abu Bakr. You must love the Sahaba. If you don't love, you can't belong to Ahlus Sunnah wa Jama'ah. Then you must go join the Kafir, Shias, and so forth. So the Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, not like that, O Aisha Siddiqah. That when that Muslim he hears and he reads about the mercy of Allah, then he wants to really meet Allah, he wishes for death. And when the non-Muslim hears about the punishment and chastisement, then he hates Allah and Allah hates him also. See what is the superficial meaning and what is the real meaning. Open Tirmidhi Sharif. Uhibbul fitna wa akrawul haq. I dislike the truth, I dislike death. Naturally we have that fear, it means. Wa uswalli bi غَيْرِ هُذُوهِنْ. I read salat without wudu. Not salat meaning namaz and prayer. وَأُسْوَلِّي صَلَوَاتْ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ الْمُصْطَفَى صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. I sent out something beautiful. Allah give him Jannat al-Firdos, Qari, Naeem, Jibai. They in Pretoria, he was the Imam. They were Mona Ahmed in them, Dukrat, mashallah. So, I know he used to read, passed away. Allah grant him. He said 100 salawat. So, we sent it out on Friday. And I told our Suleiman, Esop, inshallah, he'll prepare the podcast and send it to me also. Tobela will prepare it, but he will send it to me. Anyway, so the point here is this, that we send that 100 salawat. You must read it also and listen to it. Beautiful rendition. So, to read salawat upon Nabiul Mustafa, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, better with wudu, but without wudu, also you can read. You, my sister, you in your haiz, you in your nifas, your menses, your postnatal, postpartum. So what, you can't read durood? Obviously you can read durood. So what is the, you need ghusl, never mind wuzu. So we should know these things. And the last one, wa afirru min rahmatillah. وَهُوَ الَّذِي يُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا قَنَتُوا وَيَنْشُرُ رَحْمَتَهُ. Allah Ta'ala sends the rains. When people become disillusioned, then the mercy comes. People think that in Gaza, how can these Palestinians now still stay there? But their iman is, and their hope is in Allah, conviction in Allah. لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Never ever lose hope and never become disillusioned in the mercy of Allah. So that is Allah Ta'ala system, wonderful lesson that is. So we should know all these things here. So that is my advice, and make dua for your children, that we don't want to see our children become like this, stealing here and there and so forth. One boy became Hafiz with us. And then after many years, you know, I said that I don't see this guy, you see. He said, no, he's in jail. See now. The other day I went here to a rehab nearby here, not far. So now, about 10, 15, 20 students, 3, 4 of them Hafiz of Quran. You know, understood? So imagine this type of things. Yeah. So now our children, that Hafiz, getting involved in all this haram. But anybody can fall. I can fall, you can fall. Allah don't protect us. Never think we can't fall. Shaitan is there for all of us. He wants to destroy us. So always go to Almighty Allah. Ya Allah, I seek your protection. Chapter 7, verse 151. وَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ رَحْمُ الرَّحِيمِ. Ya, include us, Ya Allah, in your special mercy. Whilst you, Ya Allah, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. But you must use the carrot and stick approach. Sometimes you have to use the stick. Meaning, put them in jail and then they will come right, you must remember.
Sir, is it permissible to follow all four of the mazhabs in different matters?
You're not going to follow all four schools. How many of you know the four schools? I'm asking you. 90%, 95% of the Ummah don't even know one school properly, leave four schools. So you're just going to follow them and you follow your worm's fancies and desires. Once you start following your worm's fancies and desires, you touch your wife. You say, no, now I'm not Shafi'i, now I'm Hanafi. You see that? You touch your private part, skin to skin, you say, no, I'm no more Shafi'i, now I'm Hanafi. You see that? So then you must remember, you take another masla, you say you eat camel meat. You say, nah, I'm not Hanbali, nah, I'm Hanafi and Shafi and all of them. Then your salat time come, you say, I pick up my hands, I make the fajadain, nah, I'm Shafi and Hanbali, I'm not Hanafi. Like that you play. That is not following the mazahib, that is following ittiba'i hawa. You're following your own whims, fancies and desires. When you follow your whim, if I ask you for mazahib, what you know of mazahib? You don't even know what date they were born. If I start asking you the Dalail, tell me 5 books of the Hanafi school, tell me 5 books of the Maliki school, tell me 5 books of the Hanbali Shafi, that's a limpopa dance. Even the students don't know it, majority of them. So you must remember, we're living in a time when the Ummah 80-90% are Jahideen and Ajhal. There are people, mostly ignorant people in the Ummah today. Very few people understand the 4 schools of thought. So once you start playing around like that, so Quran Kareem states, Afara, what have you seen? That person who follows his own whims, fancies and desires. Allah Ta'ala lets him go astray with the knowledge. You must remember, it can be his knowledge. Allah's knowledge is always there. وَخَتَمَ عَلَىٰ سَمَعِهِ وَقَلْبِهِ وَجَعَلَ عَلَىٰ بَصَرِهِ غِشَاوَةً. So Allah Ta'ala, then you must remember, seals his hearing faculty. His heart also is sealed. And on his eyes, Allah puts a veil and a curtain. فَمَنْ يَهَدِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ اللَّهِ. Who will guide him besides Allah? Nobody. Afala tadhakkarun. Chapter 45, Surah Jathiya, and verse number 23. You see that? Therefore, in this day and this age, we say to follow one madhab is wajib and compulsory, because the ummat is jahil, 80-90%. Jahil means ignorant. They can't even read Quran looking inside, majority of the Muslims. But they want to speak about Islam and give lectures on Islam. Tell them to read Quran and see. Then you will come to know, looking inside, leave other things and so. Tell them to read the Hadith Kitab without Fatha, Kasra, Dhamma and all, and then see. How many of them can do that? So you'll see. 90% can't do that. Today our Maulvis can't do that. They read the Khutbah and all that, looking inside, and how many mistakes they make. It's a shame, you know, majority of them. I still wonder how they got certificate and so forth. So you must remember these kind of things here. Quran Kareem teaches us the prescription to go to Jannah. The prescription, the recipe, my sisters, my daughters, to go to Jannah is what? وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَىٰ. Go open chapter number 79, Surah An-Nazi'at. You see that? Chapter 79, Surah An-Nazi'at. And verse number 41. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. Chapter 79, verses 40-41. As for that person who fears standing in the court of Allah, one day I'll come alone and I'll have to give answer for all the bounties, favors. Ya Allah, you gave me wealth, millions, what did I do? Ya Allah, you gave me life, 50, 60, 70, 80 years, what did I do? Ya Allah, you gave me knowledge, what did I do? Every person will be questioned about all these things. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ. As for the person who fears standing in the court of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and that day no senior counsel and queen's counsel and attorney and advocate and procureur, nothing like that. You know procureur? Procureur is Afrikaans, you'll understand that. So we used to learn nice Afrikaans there. I like that word. What will happen day of justice? Surah Maryam chapter 19, verse 95. وَكُلُّهُمْ آتِيهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْدًا. Everybody will come for the court case individually. Between me and my beloved Allah. Between my beloved Allah and me. So nobody can lie anything. So then what are we going to say? So we must fear that day. وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. And he must restrain himself from following his base desires, his whims and fancies. If you only understand the philology, the history of the Arabic words, one is hawa, as we say hawa in Meman, Gujarati, Urdu, the wind and all that. That don't mean Hawa means in Arabic to go lower, 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 till you become a swine and a pig and a dog and a monkey and a donkey and worse than that, just like the jutlas. That is Hawa. You see that? Quran says that. Allah Ta'ala made them into monkeys and swine, chapter 5 and verse 60, and the pigs and so forth. Allah Ta'ala speaks of their rabbis, you must remember. كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا Chapter 62, carrying big encyclopedias, chapter 62, verse 5. Allah Ta'ala says they are the ones who bribe up the leaders. And this person knew Ismullah al-A'zam Bal'am bin Ba'ura. And his dua used to get accepted in Nabi Musa alayhi salam's time. They told him, no, make this dua against Musa. So he said, no. Then they upped the offer, you see that. Aurat or dawlat ne ummat ko tabah barbaad kar diya. Women and money destroys people and nations. So he starts speaking against him, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam. Allah speaks of this. Chapter 7, verses 175, 176. Everything you will find in the Quran Sharif. So what Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states about that incident? And then how Allah Ta'ala punished him? فَمَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ الْكَلْبِ Allah Ta'ala says that he became just like the dog, you see that? So I'm reading for you the whole story quickly, so you must remember these things here, so you don't fall in the same whole trap, you see that? This is what the Shias, Kafirs do. This is what the Christians do. This is what the non-Muslim Jutlas do, and so forth and so on. They try and bribe you up. Chapter 7, verses 175, 176. وَتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ You, Ya Rasul Allah, Habibuna Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, recite for them. نَبَأَ الَّذِي نَبَأَ خَبَرٌ عَظِيمٌ The important news and information. آتَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا We gave him that knowledge and how to make dua and everything to بَلْأَمْ بَعُورَ You see that? He was like a very, very great person in that circles. فَانْسَلَخَ مِنْهَا إِنْسِلَاخ إِنْسِلَاخ means to remove the skin and the hide from the animal. Then Allah snatched away that knowledge from him. فَأَتْبَأَهُ الشَّيْطَانِ The shaitan got hold of him and made him one of his followers. فَكَانَ مِنَ الْغَاوِينَ So he was astray and he led others astray. Chapter 7, verse 175, he fell for the trick. And the fraudsters of the Jews, they master fraudsters, big crooks they are, steal a whole country and say they want peace. P-E-A-C-E, they say steal from Palestine, steal from Syria, steal from their Lebanon, steal from, you understand, Saudi Arabia, if they can, from Medina and Khaybar and so forth. Pakka haramis. So, walau shi'na la rafa'anahu. And if we wanted, we should have elevated his rank. Biha with those verses. وَلَكِنَّهُ أَخْلَدَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ وَلَكِنَّهُ مَعْلَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ But then he went mal. He went crazy with the wealth. You see that? So he cling to the earth and the glitters and glamour of this earth. وَاتَّبَأَ هَوَى You ask me about the four schools. You see that? Now he followed his base desires. Lower, 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 lower. فَمَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ الْكَلْبِ Then his example is like a dog. So you want to follow this, you won't follow nothing, and you'll become just like the dog, Quran says. Chapter 7, verses 174, 175, 176. So yeah, you want to go to Jannah. Chapter 79, verses 40, 41. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَوَفَ مَقَوَمَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ You have to restrain yourself from your worm's fancies and base desires. That's a good translation. Base desires. Then when you do that, فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ يَلْمَعْوَىٰ Then Jannat is your resting place. So there it is Quran, right? Chapter 79, verses 40-41. Hadith Ibn Majah. Who is the intelligent person? Who is the foolish person, unintelligent person? Al-kayyisu man dana nafsahu wa amila lima ba'd al-maut. The intelligent person is he, Mustafa rahmatul alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, who restrains and suppresses his desires. Desires, I want to meet that woman, I want to drive the cherry car, I want the cherry, I want that one, I want to go to that gambling, I want to try that drug, I want to do take this riba, interest, crooked deals. So that is man, human beings, women's desires, you see that? So who cares of halal haram today? Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a time will come, la yubali amin al halal or min al haram. Open Mishkat Sharif, Mustafa Ahmad. We're living in that time. People will not bother of halal haram as long as they can eat and drink and wine, dine and swine and enjoy themselves. So then, al-kayyisu man dana nafsahu, suppress your desires. Wa amila lima ba'd al-maut, do actions for after death, post-death. So that is the intelligent person, rahmatulil alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Wal ajizu, the unintelligent, the foolish person, manittaba'a hawahu, he follows his desires, whom fancies, and so forth. Then he says, wa tamanna ala Allah. He said, no, Allah is ghafoorur rahim. Allah is ghafoorur Rahim, but you're playing with Allah now. So therefore, come to your senses. Hadith in Ibn Majah, and go open there, the seerah of Sayyidina Ali. Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu an Fatih Khaybar. I always loved this, what he said. He's fighting the Jutlas in Muharram in the 7th year, and he got his sword in his hand, and he's wielding his sword and telling the Jutlas, analladhi sammatni ummi al-haydara. My mother Fatima bint Asad called me Haydar, that I am the lion, you must remember. But today we got plastic lions, you must remember this type of things. They are hopeless, useless characters. So in the Muslim Ummah, president, prime ministers, Muslim armies and so forth, Sayyidina Ali said, you want to go Jannah? So put your one foot on your desires and your other leg you put inside Jannah. So that is how the prescription is for Jannah. You stick to one school and no jumping around. You mustn't jump. You got ants in your pants, then you start jumping from here to there.
JazakAllah khairan to Mufti Sahib. Final ad break, and thereafter we continue the Q&A until 10 to 4. Thereafter, Mufti Sahib will be leading us in the dua. We'll be back with you shortly.
I was a grapevine in Palestine, where I lived with a family on a farm. Every day before dawn, the roosters would call before Fajr Salah was performed. Then labor and toil in the fields sowing seed, we would witness the farm transform. I was a grapevine in Palestine, where I lived with a family on a farm. Then the day came, I will never forget, when they pulled our roots from the soil. They slashed every vine, and they chopped every tree, every chicken inside they killed. I was a grapevine in Palestine, and I have a story to tell. The farmers watched in vain, filled with tears and pain, as the bullets went flying in. Oh, what a price to pay, pay for this land, this land of Palestine. I was a grapevine in Palestine, where I lived with a family on a farm.
This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And continuing with this afternoon's Q&A program brought to you by the Capital Group of Companies, Sony and Onion, for the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Going to a message, it says that we are leaving for Umrah very soon. 3 Salah, Dhuhr, Asr and Maghrib will be performed on the flight. Do we have to repeat this Salah when we land, Mufti Sahib?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. These are the latest news headlines. Saudi Foreign Minister there at the United Nations General Assembly condemns Israel's war on Gaza and attack on Qatar. Mr. Foreign Minister, I have one question for you, only one. So why your imams, they can't use the word Yahud? They can't even word, your Yasir Dawsari couldn't even make dua for Aqsa. you and MBS, why you give Israel airspace to fly over Saudi Arabia? You are Najdis, you are Wahhabis, you are traitors to Islam. You are not Khadimul Haramain Sharifain, you are Khainul Haramain Sharifain. You are the Haramis of the First Order, remember that. See non-Muslims what they did. I show you what non-Muslims did. So tens of thousands rally in Berlin against Germany. They have said support for Israel. The biggest rally was there in the history of Germany for Palestine, and it happened now. So we must remember that yesterday, all eyes on Gaza, as Germany sees largest pro-Palestinian protest to date. You don't even allow one person to come with a Palestinian flag to Makkah, Medina. You lock him up. And today you must remember you haramis. What can I tell about you, Najdis? You took Sheikh Abu Talib, you took Sheikh Salih Ali Talib, you took Sheikh Salih Ali Talib. This broke in your people's news. And he came to our Darulum in Newcastle in 2010. You took him out of jail, you put him there, you must remember, in his house, under house arrest. For what? We translated that khutbah. He said, don't go to the places, you understand, where there are mixed genders and all the tarfih in the name of entertainment. Everything haram you're legalizing. And then you lock the man. And then you got that, you understand, the chain or whatever, that you can monitor all these activities. This is how you treat the Imam of the Haram. Remember, you pakka kafirs, you Saudi government, and you want to come tell me you Khadimul Haramain Sharifain. So remember that, and you Salafi chamchas, hang your heads in shame. You're also part of the haramis. And I challenge all of you one shot to remember that. Hopeless, useless characters you guys are. The Mufatiyas you are, you must remember. You see, you must be like Putin. Putin put 500 drones one day, you must remember, straight into Ukraine. You say, let the United Nations General Assembly come to an end, and I will end the assembly with a big bang. So that's Putin. I like Putin, and I like Hamas. I love Hamas. Anybody who harms America, anybody who harms Israel and the Jutlas, anybody who harms NATO, and then we will support them, because all of them are haramis against Islam and so forth. Why is the divisive Tony Blair now touted for a post-Gaza war interim role? Can you believe that? They say, America say, that Tony Blair will become the governor of Gaza. They must put a bullet through him. That's what they must do, the haramis and so forth and so on. So, now these people, they're going for Umrah, they're going to Dubai, they're going to Egypt, they're going to Addis Ababa, they're going to Qatar and so forth. There's no direct flight to Saudi. So, therefore, I took these countries and capitals' names. So, you must read Salat. Hadaran wa safaran. Walladina hum ala salawatihim yuhafidun. The true believers are those people who guard their salat. Safaran wa hadara. Whether you are traveling by plane or train, whether you're at home, we have to read our salat on time. We must remember that. So now, when you're in a plane, therefore I only used to fly most of the time 90% on Emirates. They were very good to us. In that sense, they never ever refused us to read Salat. Only two times, and that's common sense also. So when there's turbulence, they'll tell you wait, and when the turbulence light go off, then you can go in. And second, when they are feeding, you know, food and drinks and whatever you, all that water, juice. They sell daru also. Not sell, they give you daru, you understand, haramis. So anyway, but besides, they were very courteous. Sometimes they even joined me for Salat. You understand, the man. I say, hey, Papa, me I want to read Salat. He say, yeah, come. One guy, whether he had wuzu or not, I don't know. But he read Salat behind me, you see that. So I can't read Salat behind them. I say, you read behind me. So remember, Fajr, you read two and two. Even when you musafir. Zuhur, you read two. Asr, you read two. Maghrib, you read three. And Isha, you read two. According to Shafi's, Maliki's, Hanbali's, and according to Hanafi's only, you read two and three when you musafir. You got that first? Second one, when you musafir, in the plane or wherever, you must stand and read Salat. Yes, you old and very sickly, and that's a different issue. That even at home, when you read Salat, you sit and read. So there you sit and read is fine, but you must face Qibla. But normal people like us, Alhamdulillah, we must stand. And that I used to make Jamaat so many times. You understand? I put my wife next to me. I give azan also sometimes. You understand? There's non-Muslims here, the azan and all that. There's so much respect. respect. They don't speak, you know. They just look at us, you see that. What this guy is doing, you see. So even now, the other day I was traveling. So that air hostess, the steward, whatever you call, she had to give daru, so alcohol, to the neighbor. You see, my neighbor on the other side. She looked at me and said, sir, I apologize. I know you don't like it, but I'm doing my duty. I said, you carry on, don't spill on me. You see that? So imagine if we just practice Islam, little bit, you will see Allah will give so much izzat and all that. But we're not interested, majority of them. We're interested in all this cricket, soccer, and Hollywood, Bollywood, and all these haram activities. So then there will be zillat and disgrace all the time. So you must stand and you must face Qibla. If you sat and read Salat or you didn't face Qibla, then when you reach your destination, then you must repeat the Salat. Majority of Muslims, Africa, Asia, Europe, America, Australia, New Zealand, going for Umrah, they don't read Salat at all. So what good is that Umrah? Umrah most to most is Sunnah, but you're missing out your first Salat. Do you really think that Allah's mercy is going to envelop you, or you think Allah's curse and la'anat will come on you? Obviously, Allah's curse. Ma salakakum fi saqar. They ask you, why you walk straight into Jahannam? First answer they will give, قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُسْوَلِّينَ. We never read Salat. We're going for the holy, sacred journey to the Haramain Sharifain. We're going to Aqsa al-Mubarak, but we don't read Salat. So what kind is that now? Hanafi say, not permissible to combine Salat when you're on a journey also. Remember that you can't combine Zohar and Asr in Zohar time, or Zohar and Asr in Asr time, Maghrib and Isha in Maghrib time, or Maghrib and Isha in Isha, they're not permissible. Shafi's, Hanbalis, Malikis allow it. You must remember, you can combine it, Jamaat Taqdeem, you read Zohar and Asr in Zohar time, Maghrib and Isha in Maghrib time. Jamaat Ta'khir, that you delay it, you read Zohar and Asr in Asr time and Maghrib in Isha in Isha time, so it's all flexible. However, Shafi's, Hanbalis and them make it a condition, the journey must be permissible journey. You're going to meet your girlfriend, going for a meeting there for some haram business, you're going there for some other unda danda wrong things, then you can't even make qasr salat, you must read full, and you can't make jama also, you can't combine the salat. So you understand that. You see, today our people, they say, no, Ami, I just follow any mazhab. But their journey is haram. Imam Shafi said, when your journey is haram, you can't combine the salat and you can't shorten the salat. So, but they just learn half-half. Yeah, in South Africa, what happens? They had one imam, shaitan imam. You see that? World Cup is starting. So now on Friday, South Africa playing who? Mexico. You remember that match? So South Africa 2010. So you must remember. They said, no, we will read salat there next to the World Cup stadium. You see that? And then we make Jama, Taqdeem. We read Zohar and Asr, Jummah and Asr. Everybody who read Asr Salat must repeat the Salat. Hanafis, you can't combine. Shafis, Hanbalis, all haram businesses, when you can combine. But Dwallu wa Adwallu, when you have these fools and Sufaha and idiots as Imams, so and as your scholars, so the Salafis and them, that is what they'll teach you. Other rubbish and nonsense, you must remember that. So you must know all the things. What is fiqh? لِيَتَفَقَّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. You must remember that. So you must know all these type of things here. Just follow anybody and anything and all that. So there. And South Africa, that time they made history. Zuma was the president, JZ. Zuma said, Zala, today I went to the shops of Tobela. Zuma said, we are coming from Johannesburg. What Zala mayor? On Skom na Johannesburg too. Inshallah, whether he said inshallah or not, he said, we're going to try to become the mayor. So it'll be very interesting, you see that? Whether that MK is going to become the mayor, or ANC become the mayor, or DA. But to vote for DA is haram. Remember that. I told you that 100 times and so forth. So Zuma was the president that time and so forth. And South Africa was kicked out first round. Never ever happened in World Cup history that the host country was kicked out in the first round. So this time. So you see, I read newspaper cover to cover, and then so we come to know all these nonsensical things also. Gee.
Whose responsibility is it to financially look after a mum after the father has passed away? There's one son and 3 daughters.
You, the son, you responsible that you must take your mother. Yesterday, where was I? So, Friday, I went to visit one couple. You see that? Father sick, mother sick. So, the son is there. Then he came to meet me, all my connections. So, I called him. I said, you see, your mother is sick, your father is sick. You must look after your wife and children, but more, you must look after your parents. If you want to be successful, then look after them day and night. Then you will see what Allah will do with you. Today, people take their father, their mother and all that as a burden, go dump them in the old age home. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned you husbands, this is the sign of Qiyamah. وَأَطَاءَ الرَّجُلُ زَوْجَتَهُ وَأَقَّ أُمَّهُ Hadith in Tirmidhi Mishkat Sharif. You will be so obedient to his wife and disobedient to his mother. So son, you are wahid. ذَرَنِي وَمَنَ خَلَقْتُ وَحِيدًا When you have one son only, he's wahid. You have one daughter only, she's wahida. You are wahid, brother. So go to your mother, kiss her hand, kiss her forehead, tell her, Ummi Jan, me, I'll give my Jan for you, that you don't worry of anything. Whatever you want, you ask me. I'll take care of all your expenses. Don't think Abi passed away, we will neglect you. Hasha wa kalla. We will never do that. You daughters, you married, so whenever you come, make khidmat of your mother. Phone her every week. Find out how she's feeling, all that. Father passed away. Read Surah 14, verse 41. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ Surah 14, verse 41. Ya Allah, Jalla wa Allah, forgive me. Forgive my beloved parents and the believers. The day the reckoning is established. So in that way, inshallah. And if you're a daughter and you're there with your mummy, with your ummi, you're not married, then it's compulsory upon you to make the khidmat and that and the financial expenses. Your brother, the son, he must bear the responsibilities of the expenses and you must be the one to make khidmat of your mother. So beautiful system Islam gave us. Ziyaf Iswadi, last question.
Says that my cousin is going through issues. Everyone is getting sick and in and out of hospital. She's feeling overwhelmed. What can she read?
So yeah, three questions here. Question number one, she is feeling overwhelmed. Second question, this lady, it seems that she's sick. And third one, the whole family is getting sick and so forth. So you, my sister, that you are overwhelmed, overpowered, then read the dua of Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, chapter 54, Surah Qamar, the moon, and verse number 10. When he saw the people are not interested, the Nabi cried to Allah, Noah and the Ark, Nuh alayhi salam and the Safina. And what he did. Chapter 54, verse 10. فَدَعَى رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِيرٌ Ya Allah, I'm overwhelmed, overpowered. You defend me, you assist me. He just made that dua. And Allah Jalla Wala opened the heavens and the skies and the floods, the deluge came, the tufan came. Tufan-e-Aqsa, the Jutlas are seeing stars daytime. 2 million packed up and footsack already. We want to make them all footsack who are in favor of Israel. You don't understand footsack? Footsack means that you get out from there, you see that? So that is Quran. فَأَخَذَهُمُ الطُّوفَانُ وَهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ So Allah called that flood, deluge, you see that? The tufan came. From the bottom, from the land and the sand, the fountains and the springs, the water started gushing out. So anytime in life you feel you're overpowered and overwhelmed, read Rabbi Anni Maghlubun Fantasir. Then you say that you are feeling sick and so forth. Read Surah Fatiha 7 times, Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. And blow on the people who are ill and sick. Give out charity. Da'u mardakum bi sadaqah. You are very, very sick. Then read chapter number 21, verse number 83. And that is the dua of Nabi Ayyub alayhi salatu salam. Anni massani yadurru wa anta arhamur rahimin. That, Ya Allah, this calamity, catastrophe, musibat and disaster has befallen me. Whilst you, Allah, independently, exclusively, anta arhamur rahimin, whilst you exclusively are the most merciful one to show mercy. So if you're very ill, read this dua, most effective. And now the worry, sorry, all that is getting the better of you, same surah, few verses in front, the dua of Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu salam, chapter 21, verse 87, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimeen. Ya Allah, let the flotilla from 50 countries, hundreds of people, majority non-Muslims, let them go safely. Let them break the siege, Ya Allah, and teach these jutlas a lesson. And imagine they put in their warships and all that there. So Allah Ta'ala make them easy for them. And the world stands with Palestine. The hasbara and the propaganda, the lies, the fabrication of the jutlas and the Jews and the Zionists and the Americans, all are falling flat. Today, Trump the Harami is sending the army and the troops to where? Portland, Oregon. He sent it there to LA, then he sent to Washington, then he sent to Memphis and Tennessee. Now he's sending where all the Democrats are, he sends it there. You see, too much crime there. So, inshallah, Ya Rab, inshallah, they let them head for civil war there and let them head for civil war in Israel. Allahumma shattid shamlahum, Allahumma dammir diyarahum, Allahumma khalif bayna qulubihim wa sufufihim. Ya Allah, you punish them all and let the Trump and Satan Yahoo whole lot go to jail, the haramis. Okay, quickly, let me read for you what we got in store for you today. 4 o'clock news with Brother Suleiman Esop, then my brother Hafiz Kala after the news. So that will be a Naat Sharif in praises of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then the Asr Adhan. And the Maghrib Adhan must go at 10 past 6. So 10 past 6 will be Maghrib Azan. So 10 past 4 will be Asr Azan and 10 past 6 here by us. So Qala past 4, that will be thanking Allah Ta'ala and give a good account of yourself. Qari Hanif, Muhasaba, that take stock of yourself. Qari Hanif Multani Rahmatullahi, wonderful Urdu lecture. 5 o'clock, that's a very important, everybody should listen to it in the English language, you see that? Our Tabligh brothers, making Deen the object of our life, by Saeed Anwar. Saeed Anwar is a captain, former captain of Pakistan cricket. Now he dedicated his life to Tabligh work. So listen to him. And it's half an hour plus minus. Then 5:30 to 6, the Australian Jamaat, you see, where they went to the small islands around Australia, 5:30 to 6, very good. 6 o'clock, remember the repeat of our fiqh program, Mozaid and myself, for the family matters. 7 to 8 will be the help of Almighty Allah, Mamona Ahmed Parak, and that is MashaAllah from Spingo Beach. Then 8 o'clock will be repeat of the medical file with Suleiman Esop and Dr. Amin Melrose, discussing asthma and TB. Very interesting, you see that? So very important, discussing asthma, TB. You've got a lot of problems, people, today. So listen to it, 8 to 9. 9 o'clock, Qasida Burda, remember that, by Mawaz Zahid Khan. And then 11 o'clock, Sheikh Anwar al-Awlaki, Rahimahullah. And then Mawana Yunus Patel, 11 to 12. 3 things to develop our connection with Allah Ta'ala, with Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Kaaba Musharrafa and Madina Munawwara. So in the Quran Sharif and all that. So inshallah, we thank all the directors, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and the Capital Group, and thereafter all the directors of Radio Al-Ansar and of Sirius FM, Brother Faisal Asmal, Yusuf Asmal, and we thank our brother Muhammad Khan, Butti Gandhi, and the Day family. Our ulama, Mawana Salim Karim, Allah Ta'ala take him safe to India and bring him back safely, Mawana Musa Akudi, and our Mawana Abdul Aziz Ahmad, and our brother Mawana Ahmed Dokrat, and all the others as well. Allah Jalla wa Allah grant them all the success and their families with dunya wal akhirah. So inshallah, the podcast will be in two parts. So two parts, inshallah, before Asr, I'll send it out. Our Asr is 5:30. So remember that. So inshallah, before that, we will send it out, inshallah. Suleiman Mota, send it to me also. And let's make dua now. We got 5 minutes left, inshallah. Make special dua for Ghazza al-Mubarakah. And make dua, Allah give hidayat to this MBS and MBZ. And if there's no hidayat for these Arab and Muslim rulers, Allah must decimate and destroy and annihilate them. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الشكر كله ولك الحمد كله ولك الملك كله اللهم لك الحمد بالإيمان ولك الحمد بالإسلام ولك الحمد بالنبي آخر الزمان ولك الحمد بالقرآن ولك الحمد بالصحة والعافية ولك الحمد بالأهل والعيال اللهم لك الحمد بما هديتنا ولك الحمد بما سترتنا ولك الحمد بما كرمتنا ولك الحمد بما أعطيتنا ورزقتنا اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما على الله توكلنا على الله توكلنا ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم اللهم اكفنيهم بما شئت اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت اللهم اجعل تدبيرهم تدميرهم يا قوي يا عزيز اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين الملعونين المستوطنين يا رب العالمين اللهم اجدد وطأتك على جيوش إسرائيليين وأمريكيين وهنديين وبريطانيين وأعداء الدين يا قوي يا عزيز اللهم منزل الكتاب ومجري السحاب وهازم الأحزاب اهزمهم وزلزلهم اهزمهم وزلزلهم وانصرنا عليهم واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم تقبل شهداءهم اللهم عاف جرحاهم اللهم في مرضاهم اللهم يا قوي يا عزيز فانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم يا رب العالمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا حنان يا منان يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا الله ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دیجئے یا اللہ ستاری کا معاملہ فرما دیجئے یا اللہ آپ تو غفار ہو آپ تو ستار ہو یا اللہ ہم ہر روز گناہ کرتے ہیں یا اللہ ہمارے حال پر رحم فرما ہمارے مرحومین کو جنت الفردوس عطا فرما پسماندگان خاندان والوں کو صبر جمیل عطا فرما کل ہمارے باری ہو یا اللہ کلمہ طیبہ نصیب فرما دیجئے آخری گھڑی میں مصطفیٰ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سفارش و شفاعت نصیب فرما دیجئے اپنا دیدار نصیب فرما دیجئے یا رب العالمین اللہم انا نسألک لذة النظر الى وجهک الکریم اللہم ارزقنا شفاعت النبی المصطفی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم یوم القیامہ اللہم انا على سکرات الموت اللہم بارکنا فی الموت اللہم بارکنا فی ما بعد الموت اللہم حاسبنا حساب یسیرا قال اللہ تعالی فی شان حبیبی إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يا الله grant victory to the Palestinian Hamas يا الله protect them there in Gaza in ضفة الغربية the West Bank اللهم احقن دماءهم اللهم احقن دماءهم يا الله destroy and decimate the Americans and Israelis and the Hindus and Mushrikeen who are helping against the Palestinians, Ya Rabbal Alameen, and as Munafiqeen, Murtaddeen among the Arabs and Muslims, give them Hidayat, Ya Rab, if there's no Hidayat for them, decimate them, destroy them. Allahumma ahlik ala Saud, kama ahlakta Ada wa Thamud. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta samiul alim. Wa arina manasikana wa tubalayna, innaka anta tawabu rahim. Rabbi jalni muqima salati wa min dhuryati, Rabbana wa taqabbal dua. Rabbana filli wa liwa والدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين إن شاء الله next up the news with Suleiman Esop thereafter of Yusuf Kala and then the Asr Azan then Qari Hanif Multani Jazakallah khairan to you Hafiz Wadi tomorrow morning إن شاء الله what time Azan Hafiz Wadi tomorrow will be 20 past 4 Azan, inshallah. Then 25 past 4, I'll come down, inshallah, Aziz, and then we'll start our program. Barakallahu feek. So, inshallah, the program will start 4 o'clock, but Fajr Azan will go 20 past 4, inshallah. Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We say shukran wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mufti Sahib, as well as to the directors, sound engineers, and to you, the esteemed listeners. Until next time, wa sallallahu ala nabi al-ummi fi amani, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.